AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is spreading in areas with lower numbers of vaccinated people. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says it's up to local officials to set guidelines about wearing masks.
We have always said, please look, make suggestions, but those masking policies are not to protect the vaccinated. They're to protect the unvaccinated.
Walensky was on NBC's Today Show. CDC guidelines broadly indicate those who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks. Severe weather could move in over the next few days in South Florida. The federal government is being asked to bring in an additional rescue team to comb the rubble of a collapsed condo tower near Miami. 12 people have died. 149 are unaccounted for. Ezekiel Fator is pastor at Casa Church. He says offers of help have been pouring in.
Pain has the power of erasing the lines that divide us. So people from all over the world saying, I'm not here because they're people from Latin America, but because they're human beings.
State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle says she will pursue a grand jury investigation to examine factors and decisions that led to the collapse. Several people have drowned or are being reported missing after swimming in waters in the Pacific Northwest during the record-breaking heat wave in the past few days. Even more record highs are expected today. Tropical storm Enrique swirled to the east of the tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, missing a direct hit on beach resorts there. New York City's first mayoral contest using ranked choice voting has been thrown into chaos after city election officials posted incorrect preliminary vote counts in the Democratic primary and then withdrew them. Critics say the mistake by the City Board of Elections proves the board was not equipped to handle the new ranked choice system. The last German and Italian troops have returned home from Afghanistan to low-key receptions. This is AP News. The AP caught up with some young people first contacted at the start of the pandemic. Michaela Sia from Palo Alto, California, isolated in her bedroom in March of last year. She was sick.
Staying in my room for long periods of time used to be the dream for me. And I used to want that, but now that I have it, it's less than ideal.
No one else in her family got sick. This year, Michaela graduated from high school, and in the fall, will begin her freshman year at NYU with a semester in Paris.
If there's an opportunity for like memory making, you have to like go for it because there could be a chance that that opportunity will disappear.
As a young black man in Chicago, 17-year-old Freddie Golden not only had the pandemic to think about, but the deaths by police of George Floyd and others. He just recently went back to school.
The pandemic has made me tougher mentally, and just being in a different situation than I'm usually in, I feel like when you're uncomfortable, it always makes you stronger.
Golden says he wants to live life in a good way. Ed Donahue, AP News.